So we'll go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
All right. I pledge allegiance
to
the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Our first item on the agenda is public comment. And you're going to have to help me out there as not there. Is anybody wishing to speak from the audience on items appearing on the agenda?
No one is stepping forward.
Okay. Since there are none, we'll move on to adoption of the September 12, 2013 agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Is that all ayes, it sounds like?
Yes.
Okay. So the motion carries. And then we're going to move on to item number three, which is our main item, report, discussion, action, receive the report and recommendations from the CHO Succession Committee meeting held on September 6, 2013 regarding the Chief Health Officer Employment Agreement, accept the recommendations and or take other action deemed appropriate. And is that something you would like me to go ahead and report on?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we had our September 6th meeting. I was present along with Chairman Tim Jones and others participated telephonically. We had discussion primarily, and others can chime in that were participating if there are things I missed here, but we had a discussion about benefits, was the main point of discussion. And Councilman Beers raised the point about having caps on personal leave time or sick leave time. And so we had a fairly lengthy discussion on that. And the upshot of the discussion was that whereas the former contract for the CHO had 20 days per year of annual leave with a maximum of 320 hours and then 15 days per year of sick leave with an unlimited accumulated maximum. Dr. Eisner's proposed contract contained 35 days of personal leave, so the personal leave replaced both the annual leave and the sick leave, and then there was a maximum accumulated amount of 400 hours. And there was discussion on that point because it wasn't altogether clear whether that was a maximum of 400 hours over at any given time during the contract or instead possibly on a yearly basis, and I think the context showed that it was overall over the life of the contract. However, we did want to add some clarifying language, and so the committee agreed that we would add language so it says unused personal leave hours may accumulate to a maximum of 400 hours over the course of the employee's employment. Just to clarify that it was unused hours and that the total is 400 over the entirety of Dr. Eisner's employment at any given time, so any unused time. And it wouldn't be that much on a year-to-year basis. I believe that the only other major item of discussion was when Dr. Eisner's term would commence. I believe the consensus of the committee was to get this special meeting on as quickly as possible so that he could commence as soon as possible. And Somebody's going to have to refresh my memory as to his exact start date if we were to go ahead and approve this contract today.
September 23rd.
And it? If somebody said anything I couldn't hear, could Annette, do you recall the date?
September 23.
We had discussed that if the meeting could be held before your regular board meeting, that I could start as early as the 23rd, and if we waited until the regular board meeting, it would be the 30th. I will tell you, I've been moving medical appointments around, and I know the subcommittee knows that I'm going to need to have surgery probably in early November on my left shoulder. So I would like some flexibility in that, but I could plan to be there the 23rd, given the fact that I can move things around at the VA up in Reno.
All right, thank you. Have I missed anything from any others that were participating in the meeting on the 6th?
This is Tim Jones. No, I think that you have covered it, and just to recap that, my understanding expectation, Dr. Iser, if everything is approved today, could begin employment on the 23rd, and that once he is started in employment, he'll need some time at some point in the future for managing his shoulder surgery, which should not have a negative impact overall on his ability to perform the work.
All right, thank you. So we have a revised employment agreement in front of us that I believe contains the changes on the personal leave time that were discussed, and it's still blank on the term. So I'll go ahead and open up to discussion by the board if anybody has comments or questions.
Well, September 23rd sounds good to me.
So do we need a motion?
Yes. If you're ready to accept it, then you can.
Mr. Chairman, this is Stan Smith. I make a motion to accept the recommendations of the committee and approve the employment contract for Dr. Iser as the chief health officer.
Would you include with the start date of September 23rd?
With the start date of September 23rd, 2013.
I second.
Okay, I was having trouble hearing him, but I believe that was a motion.
Yes.
And I'll second.
To approve? Do I have a second?
Yes, there was a second by Dr. Osgood.
Any further discussion? All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. And any opposed? And hearing none, appears the motion carries unanimously. That will take us to our final item, agenda item, which is final public comment. Do we have anyone wishing to speak?
No one is stepping forward.
All right, so we'll move on. And with that,
this is Joe Iser, and if I can just say a few words, which is I'm a little bit daunted and excited and looking forward to meeting you all again and working with you, and I'm excited. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Iser, and we appreciate your willingness to step forward and tackle this. It is a big job, and requires you to wear lots of hats, but we're looking forward to it, and we're glad you're on board.
Thank you.
And if there are no other comments, then meeting adjourned. Thank you for all participating.